right, well, you work it out, and whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it. And you just,
Yeah, we did pretty well, only 75.
I think you did all right. Ought to have been 25.
I got him down.
Ought to be 25, but...
Got him down to 110.
$50 million is a lot of money to take away from me, but I guess you knew what you're doing. Anyway, you're my captain. When you send me around the end, I'll try to go, and I guess you give me that...
In my own way, Mr. President, I work for you every
you
hour.
You certainly do, and you way. And that's about the best I know of.
Let anybody put anything over
That's
me.
About the best I know of, and tell your sweet wife hello, and I love you.
I shall, Mr.
Bye.
And if I don't have a chance to talk to you personally...
You have a chance.
Happy birthday on Friday. Well,
thank you, Johnny.
Very good.
You have a chance anytime you want to. You put the hat on that little bald head of yours and come marching down here. Come in the back door. No, it's up to you.
That's what you used to tell me with President Kennedy. But I'm a fellow who realizes all the problems you have.
I know that.
And what you have to do, and so I don't.
I told Bill Crockett the other day to get you by here, and I wouldn't buy you over two or three drinks because you raised hell about it on the allowance.
Yeah.
But I will give you up to three drinks some afternoon if you bring old Bill Crockett away from me. He's afraid that they'll steal the State Department if he leaves it. But you go get him and bring him over here about 6 o'clock, and in the cool of the evening, we'll salute each other. And, you know, like old A.W. Morrison down in my country said, there's no use of being... poor and ignorant all your life when you can take a pint of whiskey and be rich and smart in an hour.
So, very good, Mr. President.
You come on by.
Very good. Bye now.